Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing, your cravings quiet down, and food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. The support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she never considered herself sensitive to the paranormal, but after a series of strange experiences, it forced her to reconsider.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm missing you. Harper was at my house all last week.
Missing you too, Carol.
I know. We had an entire week together, just the two of us, and we had... I'm kind of thinking it was like the maximum amount of fun.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
We did all of the things. We did everything we wanted. And then we didn't even have time for everything. We did the best we could.
We did great. And I'm very happy that like we got in all the stuff that we did.
We did something every day, almost every day. You know, it was funny because we did so much stuff that at the very end of the week, I said, you know, the one thing we didn't do was record any episodes of the show together.
Well, I did go on with you. Yeah. Well, just us, because I did go on with you and Dad.
Yeah, we did do that one. But you and I never did any just together. And it was like, that's okay, because we had so many things to do.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was quite fun.
We had a blast.
So we've already established Harper will just come back again.
Absolutely.
Because it was just fun. It's just a good time.
Yeah.
We got in a little bit of everything, I think. And my pets were really sad to see you go.
I am missing your dogs and cats so much right now.
I have my dog fell madly in love with Harper. And then my cats, who are normally kind of afraid of people, had zero problems with Harper. Well, especially Izzy. Izzy's kind of like a cat dog. And you give Izzy an hour or so, Izzy's 100% in. If you have good energy. If you don't, Izzy will be hiding under the bed.
And even Rizzo liked me too.
Yep, it took Rizzo a little bit longer, as it usually does. But she will also hide for hours if she doesn't have good vibes.
Yeah.
So you put off good vibes because my cats really like you.
And I'm happy. I'm happy that I gave off good vibes.
So you come back anytime you want. So you want to do a ghost story?
I would love that.
So here's the story, and it says, I've never considered myself super sensitive to the paranormal or anything. I'm not one of those people who sees ghosts around any corner or feels vibes. But looking back, I do think I've experienced a few things that still make me question what's actually going on around us. So here's my story, or stories, I guess. You can make of them what you want. The first weird thing happened about 10 years ago. I was living with my sister at the time. Her house wasn't creepy or old or anything. It was just a normal little place with a detached garage, a cozy front porch, and a decent-sized living room where we spent most of our time. Angela was out for the evening, so I was home alone with my boyfriend just hanging out in my room watching TV. At one point, we both heard the garage door slam. Then we heard footsteps across the porch, clear as day. I remember glancing at the clock and thinking, oh, Angela's home early. Second later, we heard the front door creak open, shut again, and then we heard her call out, hello? I shouted back, hey, Angela. And then nothing. No footsteps, no response, no keys, no setting down her purse, no taking off her coat, just silence. So we waited a few seconds, called out again, still nothing, and that's when both of us got up and walked to the front of the house, expecting to find her there, because maybe she was just messing with us. But the house was empty. The front door was still locked. There was no one in the living room or the kitchen or anywhere. We even checked the garage, thinking maybe she went back out there to grab something, but it was completely closed and empty too. And we stood there for a moment like, did that seriously just happen? Because we both heard it. We heard the exact same thing, the garage door, the footsteps, the voice. And the freaky part was the voice was definitely Angela's, not just a woman's voice, it was her voice. So she didn't come home until maybe 30 minutes later, totally casual, completely unaware that her doppelganger had already visited. I still don't know what that was. Could it have been residual energy somehow? Oh, her husband had passed away in the house not long before that all happened. Maybe it was some kind of echo, like a memory stamped into the house, or maybe something was pretending to be her. I don't even know which option is scarier. So fast forward a few years, I finally bought my own place, a cute little fixer-upper built back in 1930. It was nothing fancy, but it did have good bones, as people like to say. My parents helped me with a few basic renovations before I officially moved in. One morning, we walked in and immediately noticed something weird. Right in the middle of the living room floor was a single black men's dress sock. Just one. Like it had been placed there. I don't know why that creeps me out, but that really creeps me out.
The tale of the cursed sock.
And just one. Like, because that would feel quite deliberate, especially if you're moving in someplace and you know if you're working on the house, you might be leaving out paintbrushes or paint cans or different, you know, tools and stuff, not a sock. That just feels like it's trying to get your attention. So the place was still mostly empty aside from tools and paint cans. I remember my dad picking it up with two fingers and saying, well, it looks like your house came with a sock ghost. We laughed about it at the time, but I'm telling you, none of us had any idea where the sock came from, and we never found a match for it. Aside from that, though, the house was mostly quiet. Occasionally, I'd hear odd creaks or feel uneasy in the basement, but nothing dramatic. Nothing I couldn't chalk to an old house settling. But eventually, I decided to tear the house down. I know it sounds drastic, but the place had a lot of issues that we didn't see. Plumbing nightmares, mold, foundation problems. So after a lot of thinking and budgeting, I tore it down and built a new home right there on the same lot. New walls, new roof, new everything, but apparently not new energy. Within a few weeks of moving in, little things started happening. I'd find books knocked off the shelves that I knew weren't close to the edge. My laundry basket, completely full of clean clothes, was found tipped over in the middle of the hallway more than once. At first, I thought maybe I left it unbalanced somehow, or maybe my cat had jumped into it, but she's 10 pounds tops, and I don't know how she'd knock it over. After one particularly annoying morning, where I found a stack of folded towels scattered all over the floor, I finally just stood in the basement stairwell and said out loud, okay, listen, if you're here, that's fine, but can you please keep it in the basement and stop messing with my stuff. I don't care if you hang out down there. Just leave me alone upstairs. I don't know why I did that. I felt kind of silly afterward, but it seemed to work. Ever since then, nothing's been moved, knocked over, or thrown around. It's like we reached an understanding. I still feel something down there sometimes, a presence like someone's watching, but it doesn't feel threatening, more like curious or protective. I've wondered if maybe it's the guy who owned the original house. Maybe he was just trying to make sure I was taking care of the property. And the cat, she still does things like she stares intently at nothing, especially near the stairs. Her ears will perk up and her eyes will follow something I can't see. Then she'll just dart out of the room like she's being chased. I've read that cats are more in tune with that kind of thing, but I wish she'd at least tell me what she sees. Thanks for letting me share, Ashley. You know, I do think pets are in tune, but I also think pets do weird things. Like my cat will, you saw Izzy. Izzy just.
Your cats are weird.
I know. Izzy will be walking across the room and all of a sudden run at top speed into another room and then come back. There, like, it was like. He got startled, but I think he just really decided he wanted to run there. Mm-hmm. And like last night, Benji goes to the front door, and he's done this before, goes to the front door and just starts barking. And he doesn't bark. And it was still light outside, so I went to the front door, opened it for him to show, look, there's nothing out here, everything's fine. But I don't know. So if you go back to that first story where she thought she heard her sister walk in the house... That's really strange because her and the boyfriend both heard everything. And those are really distinct sounds, like hearing the garage door.
Yeah.
You can't. That's a sound that's only one thing, the garage door. And then to hear her walk in and you hear all those same sounds, like, you know, when your dad comes home, like if he's been shopping, you know what those sounds are. He's setting down groceries. You hear him set down his keys. He walks in the same way from the garage.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that was. And then to hear her call out, you know your sister's voice.
Ugh, that just gives me the chills. And you know what it kind of sounds like? Because we've heard stories like this before, and I guess I've kind of given, like, what this entity, quote-unquote, like, a name. I call it a mimic because it mimics things.
Yeah.
But I think it's really creepy.
Do you think it has anything to do with the... her sister's husband who passed away? Because it doesn't, I don't really know how it would connect.
I don't really know how it would connect either, but I do think it could be something where it's kind of like a broken record, where it just keeps on, like, well, it didn't say anything about this repeating, but where it just kind of replays something again because it's what it knows.
So residual type of thing? And you know, I think her one point about, like, is it something imprinted on the house? Maybe. I don't know how that works. It just seems like if there was someone, or not someone, but something that was haunting the house, there would have been more things.
Yeah.
But that one's pretty creepy. But, like, the last house I lived in, I did not, and I've talked about this before, that I do not to this day think that was a haunted house. But like one morning, I definitely heard someone walk in the front door. And there's hardwood floors, so I could hear the floors creaking and the footsteps, and nobody was there. I only ever heard that one time. So it wasn't like I kept hearing that. I only saw one shadow person in that house. I didn't see it all the time.
And it's totally not haunted.
I don't, it's like, it's funny. I don't know why. That sounds a little crazy, but it just never felt haunted to me. But weird things would happen. It wasn't like when I was a kid, that house was haunted. Mm-hmm. I absolutely think that the house that she lived in, something, you know, there might have been something there, but by tearing the whole thing down and rebuilding a house, it didn't get rid of any activity. But I could see how it could amp it up a little. Mm-hmm. But the one sock thing, I thought that was weird. Super creepy.
The cursed sock.
Just, I don't like it. It's almost like, did a homeless person come in and leave a sock? Did someone break in and just see what's here and go, I think I'll leave my sock? No. That's just weird. Like, ooh. I could see... leaving a beer can, an empty pack of cigarettes, something, you know, like somebody who's intruding on your house might leave behind, not a sock.
Right, because it's a Look, unless you're walking around with just your socks on, it is a process to leave your socks someplace.
And even if you were just walking in socks, you would probably notice that one of them came off. They don't just slip off. You have to take them off.
Exactly. And, like, it'd be kind of weird to just be walking around places with only your socks on. So, assuming that whatever this thing was wearing shoes on top of those socks, it is a deliberate thing to take off your sock and leave it somewhere.
Agreed. Very strange to me. Haunted house. I'm going with haunted house she's living in. But I loved her approach, talking to it, saying, you stay in the basement, I'm going to be up here. And then activity really did settle down.
Keep it in the basement.
Yeah.
Love that.
I like that. I like the talking in the house. Okay, so let's go to a caller.
This is Vicky from West Virginia. I have a story. I have many stories, but the one I'm going to tell today is about me and my best friend. Her name was Kim. I'm 53 now. We met in eighth grade. We were both new at a school in Columbus. And, we hooked up right away outside of the school, and we were inseparable. And my mother and father moved me back to West Virginia in the 10th grade, and I was heartbroken, and so was she. But we called each other every day. She would come to my house on the weekends and in the summer, and we were still best friends. Up until she got married. I got married first and had a baby that died. And she came and stayed with me. About a year later, I had another baby. And he's 34 now. And she had gotten married. And she started having kids. And she wound up with 5 children. And We became separated after she got married, a couple years after she got married. Her husband was very controlling, and he was an alcoholic, and I'll not go into too many details, but he was a real jerk, and he kept us separated, and she wound up... I kept trying to get into contact with her, and I was following this thing online because they were pretty well-known people. And I was following it to keep track of her and what was going on in her life. He had had an affair and left her, and she was staying with one of her kids, and it just goes on and on and on. But she, one night I was laying, sleeping. I thought this was real. I heard a knock at the door. I jumped up. I went, go to the front door. I have a big, window in my front door. You know, one of those with the oval glass. And I could see her standing out on my porch. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Kim. And I open up my front door, and I'm like, Kim, what are you doing? And she's crying, and she says, Vicky, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry. And I said, forget it. All's forgiven. Just get in this house. It's cold out here. Get inside. And she said, I'm so sorry. And she vanished. I woke up, and it was a dream. And I was like, oh, my God, something's happened. And I jumped up and ran to my computer and got on the thread online, and she had died 2 days before. I had no idea, didn't even know she was sick. Blew my mind. I knew immediately that something terrible had happened, but yeah, she had died, and she had came back to tell me she was sorry. I cried for several months, and I still cry talking about it. I'm all choked up right now, but yeah, that really happened. I hope you can use it on your show. I love your show. Listen all the time. thank you guys for giving me something to listen to while I work all day. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
That was an incredible story.
It was.
That got me in the heart.
I teared up a little bit. I'm not going to lie, because that was...
And just hearing the emotion in her voice. That's so interesting. Like, she really... Like, it to her, like, it happened. She heard a knock on the door and she went to the door. Like, it woke her up. But did it really happen or was it all a dream? But even if it was all a dream, I really think her friend came to her 100%.
I think that too.
And, you know, it's just so sad because, you know, you hear stories like that frequently where, you know, and it can go both ways, a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, the other one kind of isolates them from their family and their friends, and it happens really slowly, and it's very controlling. And you do lose touch with people, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, you try to talk some sense into it, but they're like, they're so intimidated, I think, and kind of brainwashed at the same time.
Yeah.
That I don't think they can always see it clearly, or they don't even know how to get out. Like, even if I was to go, I'm afraid of him or her. And, you know, there's just so many things. And so that had to have been hard for her friend, because I'm sure she didn't want to ever end the friendship.
Yeah.
He got in the way and he controlled it. And so what are you going to do? You know, risk him blowing up and having episodes, or just go with it and keep the peace? Which is what I think she did. And probably after her life was over, she really, you know, she wanted to go back to tell people that she loved him.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That one was powerful. That was just an incredible story.
It was. It really was.
Thank you so much for that one. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear about it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And you can become a premium subscriber. Get those advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. And you could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you for listening.